Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. B'siyata d'shmaya, we are on our third shir, Rambam Hilchos Malachim Perek Vov Halacha Hey. And in the previous shir, we saw the yisod, and that is that when you make a bris with Oivdei Avodah Zarah, which is an Issur D'oraisa, that means, the meaning of that is that you're making a bris with the Avodah Zarah, since they are Oivdei Avodah Zarah. Making a bris with them is like making a bris chas v'shalom with idols itself, which we said could be possibly in the category of avizrayu, an accessory of avodah zarah. So in order to make a bris with them, they just have to agree not to further serve idols. However, when it comes to the yoshvei ha'aretz, letting idolaters dwell in the holy land of Eretz Yisrael, here, the problem is that they have a chalos of being Ovdei Avodah Zarah, and in order to uproot that, in order to be mafkia themselves from this chalos, they need to become Geri Toshav. So, to remain, it's not necessarily you're doing Avodah Zarah, it's not necessarily it's right Avodah Zarah, but they have to accept upon themselves the Sheva Mitzvahs in order to be mafkia from themselves, from the Shem Gavra, from their identity must now be of a Ger Toshav and not an Oved Avodah Zarah. That's the difference between making a bris and letting them stay in the land. That was the Yisod that we saw. That was the second Shir B'siyata D'Shmaya. The first Shir B'siyata D'Shmaya, it's always B'siyata D'Shmaya, but I have to say it because we have to constantly appreciate that out there, Bona Shalom, our minds are just mush. They're just chopped liver. But Baruch Hashem, we have millions and millions of neurons shooting every second with incredible accuracy and with incredible consistency, and that really enable us to function as sentient human beings. So now we will continue with the third shear and take the ball and run with it. We can now answer the kasha of the smag from Chirom Melech Saul. Now we know we had this problem that King Solomon made a covenant, a bris, with Chirom Melech Saul. If the Isser is Ovdei Avodah Zarah, in order to make a bris with Ovdei Avodah Zarah, then how did Shlomo HaMelech, what permitted King Solomon to make this bris with the King of Tzor? So the answer is that the Lechem Mishnah writes that it was Letzorech Atzei Beis HaMikdosh. It was because they needed wood for the Beis HaMikdosh. And the Kasha is, Sof, Mahu HaHeter, Kfi Shekvar Dibarnu Bashiur HaRishon. Bseder, Aval Mimatai Mutar Letzorech Lavor Yisur Deoraita. Mish Po Esei Teich Eloise, Sein Kaze Davar Po. In order to make a bris, because the fact that you need wood from him, Vakasha, but you're not allowed to make a bris with him. He said, Oyvei Avodah Zarah Yesh Po Yisur Deoraita. As Lefi Ma Shebiarnu, Afal Pi Shehayisur Hu Im Ovdei Avodah Zarah, Mikol Makom Eino Asur, Ela Mishum Sheal Yidei Ze, Shem HaBrit Hi LaAvodah Zarah, Acharei SheHaBrit Hi Imam, Shehem Metziut Shel Ovdei Avodah Zarah. By the brit imam, havalei brit im avodah zarah. Even though the Yisrael is with Ovdei Avodah Zarah, but it's only usher because through this, the name of the bris, the name of this covenant, is defined. It's defined as a covenant with Ovdei Avodah Zarah. Since you're making a bris with the Ovdei Avodah Zarah, so it's like you're making a bris with Avodah Zarah. That's going to be the bris now. We said before, that was what you saw in the previous year. When making a bris with Ovdei Avodah Zarah, It's like making a bris with Avodah Zarah, like we gave the example of marrying a non-Jewish woman. It's like marrying a Bas El Nechar, the daughter of a foreign god. It's like mamish, you're marrying the Getchka. You're marrying the Avodah Zarah. When we make a bris with Ovdei Avodah Zarah, that's a bris with Avodah Zarah. She mitzius shel Ovdei Avodah Zarah. V'ayidei zeh brisim mahem, havalei britim Avodah Zarah. Since they are a reality, a mitzius of Ovdei Avodah Zarah, making a covenant with them is a covenant with Avodah Zarah. V'lachen. Kshe'abrit hi lo mitzad ha'anashim, ela mitzad ha'tzorech. Oh, Asiba is lo hanashim. It's lo hanashim she miyatzgim, that they represent the Avodah Zarah, making a bris with them. No, here in this case, it's mitzad atzorech. As ein zo brit la Avodah Zarah, meachar she'ena brit itam. Shaitei ze havele brit la Avodah Zarah, v'lachen mutar. Lama mutar? Ta lo ose brit itam. Ata ose brit lamana ha'itzim. As a mechuvan lo ulo aleihem, they're not your objective, since they're not your objective, so it's mutter. And we can also answer, right, because it's not the Avodah Zarah that you have in mind here, it's the Eitzim. Not the Avodah Zarah and the Ovdei Avodah Zarah, but the Eitzim. And that would be what permitted the bris with Chiram. V'yesh lo teretz gam ken et hakushya shel ha-mishnas chachomim al ha-rambam v'perek yud v'maram shik במצוות צדי גמל, בקריטת ברית, של אברהם ואבי מלך. That what's pshat, that Avram Avinu made a bris with Avi Melech. Avi Melech was an Oved Avodah Zarah. אז איך אברהם אבינו, פרשת וירא, איך אברהם אבינו עשה איתו ברית? והיין שם, דגם, או כותב אמר המשיק, דגם היא לא עבד עבד זרה, בכל מקום היח קראת ברית לבנו ונכדו. בוא נאמר שאבי מלך בפרט לא היה עבד עבודה זרה. מצוין, אבל מה עם בנו? מה עם נכדו? אז הם היו כן עובדי עבודה זרה. אז כל הסיגויים, כן? So how did Avram Avinu make this bris, knowing that it might end up being a bris with Avdei Avodah Zarah? Im tishkor li ulinini ulinechti kachesed. Right? So it's Avodah Zaradik. So what's the answer? The answer is, fi ma shenitbaer, shekol she'achshav eino oved Avodah Zarah, kritat brit imo, ein shma kritat brit l'Avodah Zarah. Since now he's not an oved Avodah Zarah, making a bris, it's an interesting lashon, by the way, we've pointed out in the past, krisas bris. What does koret mean? Koret means to cut off. What is a brit, a bris? A bris is to connect. That's what bris is kashrus. That's what you're doing when you're making a covenant, you're connecting. So it's a davar v'ipucho, kritat v'brit, cutting off, connection. What is it? So the answer is, it's like, there are various explanations, but one is like you say also in English, to cut a deal. What do you mean you're cutting a deal? So, kritat brit, you're cutting everything else out. Everyone else out. When you make a bris with someone, you make a bris with your wife. So you're cutting everybody else out, and it's just the two of you. That's the unique bris between a husband and a wife. A bris between two nations, right? Just between us. We're cutting everybody else out, and we have this unique bris. As kritat brit, since with Avimelech, he himself is not an Ovid Avodah Zarah, so the Mechuvin is not Avodah Zarah. And Memele, it's permitted. V'shuv loch patlan, b'ma shachakach yavod, mach patli, shachakach yavod Avodah Zarah. Haikar shachshav u lo oved. The bris isn't for Avodah Zarah, as we explained by Chiram. V'yesh lefaresh b'dat ha-smag shelo kach katav. So the smag didn't accept this approach. V'yochich mizeh she'isur eino ele mizayin amimin. He wants to say, the smag wants to say, that the isur of krisas bris is only with the seven nations. And therefore it was okay with Chiram Melech Tzur, and it was okay, Tyre is Lebanon, he wasn't one of the seven nations. And it was okay with It was okay with Avimelech. So it's only also with the Zayin Amamin. As Ayin bi Yerucham Fishel Perla, kach sover asmak. As Yerucham Fishel Perla, who iksha, shekevan sheledato ein aisur b'chitat brit l'shem avodah zara, dim lo ken, lak raya mechiram, im ken bal kolchoi, bal kolcheinu, ne'amru b'ze shnei lavin, echad lahem, ve'asheni, Lelo ehem. Umay time lo heviu asmag betrei lavi. As Rav Perla, since according to the smag, the yisur is not making a bris l'shem of a dezara, because otherwise there'd be no raya from chiram, from the bris of chiram. There's no raya that it's only the Shiva Amamin. You want to bring a raya from Chiram that it's only from the Shiva Amamin. But by Chiram it wasn't the Shem of Avodah Zarah. So how's that a raya that it's only with the Shiva Amamin? Maybe always when it's the Shem of Avodah Zarah, it's not okay, but just by Chiram it wasn't the Shem of Avodah Zarah. So the smag obviously doesn't hold that the Yisr is only the Shem of Avodah Zarah, and therefore you can prove from Chiram that even though it wasn't the Shem of Avodah Zarah, it was permitted. And the raya is that you see that there it's permitted. So it must be that it's only the seven nations, because otherwise the Isser would apply to Chiram as well. If the Isser wasn't the Lashem of Adazar, why shouldn't it apply to Chiram? It should apply to everybody. So the fact that it didn't apply to Chiram, so it must be that it's only the Shiva Amamin. In other words, it's not... He's not understanding that it's only Yisr l'shem of Avodah Zarah. He's understanding that B'chlal it's also to make brisos with other nations. And you can make a bris with Chiram. So that must be, that proves that it's only the seven nations where it's Yisr. It's only Yisr to make a bris with the seven nations. And if that's true, that there's no Yisr of Krisis bris l'shem of Avodah Zarah, so it must be that there are really two lavim involved over here. Like the Pasuk says, one with them and one with their God. Because the Yisr is not, as we just proved, hopefully it was clear, that it's not a bris l'shem of Avodah Zarah. That's not the Yisr. Because again, if it would be Yisr only l'shem of Avodah Zarah, then wouldn't be a raya from the bris of Chiram that it's only Shiva Amamin, because there wasn't l'shem of Avodah Zarah. But the fact that he brings a raya from there must be that it's not only l'shem of Avodah Zarah, and therefore you see, it made a bris with Chiram, so it's only the seven nations. But Akopanim, the Pasuk says, Lahem v'lelohem. So there should be two Lavim. There should be one Lahem. Since it's not, the Yisr is increased by Shem Avodah Zarah, one should be Lahem. And the second Aveir, the second Lav, should be Lelohem. So why doesn't the Smak have it as two separate Lavim? That would increase love in the world. Funny. Lefi ma shenitba'er, gam ledat ha-Smak, ikaro b'ma she'aprit itam. Hubrit l'Elohim. As l'fit v'reinu, gam l'dat ha-smag, really the primary problem with the bris is that it's a bris with their gods. When you're making a bris with the goyim, you're making a bris with their gods. V'ayin sham b'Rabbi Yochanan Fishel Perla, sh'vevi me'apsikta zutrata, she'hakoret brit lahem, ki'ilu koret brit l'Elohim. See, a femelt, that if you make a bris with them, it's like you're making a bris with their gods. And that's like we've been explaining. And for this reason, it's only one lav. Because it's one lav, lahem v'lelohem. When you're making a bris with them, you're making a bris with their gods. Just the smag holds. Shekol zeh noel inaktin anesu, rak b'zayin umois. So this is all, if we nem on, as they say in Spanish, if we understand that the Isser is only the seven nations, the Adiki Bavidazora, that these seven nations are Adukim. They are piously connected to their Avidazara. If we learn that the Isser is Lahem Lelohem, that's the Zayin Umos who are Mamish, Stark Arangitan in Avidazara. That's really their thing. Ayin b'chinuch b'mitzvah tzadi gimel shem ikar avodah zarah. Taisus of Avodah Zarah Daf Chof, Dibur Maskel V'Amar B'Soif Tvarav, V'Mashkas of Rashi B'Yavamis Daf Chof Gimel Dibur Maskel Ela, Shevim Divrei Gemara B'Chulin B'Daf Yud Gimel Amid Beis, She'Oiv De Avodah Zarah She'Bechutz La'aretz Lav Ovdei Avodah Zarahim Ela, She'Minhag Avodah Yisrael B'Yidei Ma'asein Ken Zayin Amim In That. The Ovdei Avodah Zarah in Chutz La'aretz are not really Ovdei Avodah Zarah. They're just following Minhag Avos. They don't really get it. Ashenkin design Amimin, they get it, meaning they're really sincere in their service of idols, Rachman al Itzlan. Azim Kacha as Kedai Layen Sham Bidvrei Rashi Bivamot. Shiskanu Chavkim Alam Rav, Dibra Maskel El, also Toysin of Edizara. Dibra Maskel Viyomer, the end. So also the Chinuch and Sadi Gimel. So the Vimkein Iluaya Isur Al Sha'aru Mod the Al Kulchenu Lav Have Chashiv Kritat Brit Imahem Brit Lavudazara She'en Mitsi Utam Lavoidizora Vishuv Gam Tsorch Beta Mikdash Su the Kanal Haisuri Bibrit Itam. Yamnam ilu ken haya, havle lelohem isur nosaf, velav nifrad, ubeal korchenu mize, shaisur rak bezayin amimin. If there would be an isur on the other umos, that would not be considered making a bris with avodah zarah, because the mitzius of the other umos are not avodah zarah, as we just explained, that it's only the shiva amimin that are dukim b'avodah zarah, diki b'avodah zarah. But the other nations, it's just minhag avos saying b'yidayim. They're just following, like the America has tens of millions of Christians. Do they really? They have in the Bible Belt some of the evangelicals, so they take their Bible study seriously. But you have loads of people, they're like for us Reformed Jews, they go to shul maybe Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur or at their temple and. They go to the rabbi for the funeral and for the wedding, and that's basically it. So the Christians, they have this basic faith. I'm saved. Rachmana litzlan mehay daita, and they're done with it. They're not great theologians. They're not great. They don't really understand. They don't know a word of Hebrew. B'chalal, how do you follow a religion where the most important text in the religion is in a foreign language you don't understand a word of? That's pretty sad. So we're fortunate that we can. We can read Tanakh in the original. That's like a tremendous bracha. We understand what's going on, but they don't really. We also every Jew is obligated to be a Talmud Chacham. A lot of times, a rabbi is less time to learn than Balabatim, right? Rabbis, some rabbis are busy nonstop. They have to chop a few minutes here and a few minutes there to learn something, and even when they're learning, it's usually to prepare a shir here, a shir there. Balabatim, they can maybe sometimes they have more time. Because and for us, every balabas is chayiv to, it's no less chayiv in Talmud Torah than a rav. We have to know. So like a pun, for us, it should never be minhag of hasein b'yadein. But for them, it's minhag of hasein b'yadein. So if you make a bris with the non shiva amimin, so that's making a bris with that's not making a bris with avodah zarah because their mitzius is an avodah zarah. And therefore, if it were aser, it would even be aser l'tzarech beis hamikdash. If it would be aser, there'd be an iser on the other umos. It would not be considered a bris l'avodah zarah because their mitzius is an avodah zarah dik, and therefore wouldn't even letzarech beis hamikdash. It wouldn't be us. It would be us, sir. We said it's mutter letzarech beis hamikdash for the eitzim of the mikdash to make a bris with chira melech tzor. Why? Because it's not for the sake of avodah zarah. So it's beseder. But the way the smag is learning is that the other nations aren't so shaykh to avodah zarah. So therefore, he can prove from here that the Isser doesn't even apply. The Isser doesn't apply to the other words. And when the Isser applies to the other nations, but Litzarach Hatzayam Mikdash it's Mutter, because it's not for Avodah Zarah. But the Smag would say that if it were really Usser with the other nations, then it would be Usser Litzarach Eitzim also. Because then the problem wouldn't be Avodah Zarah, because the other nations aren't Avodah Zarah. They're not considered proper of the Avodah Zarah, and therefore the Isur of making a bris with them would not be connected to Avodah Zarah, and if it's not connected to Avodah Zarah, then it doesn't matter that it's Letzarech Eitzim. We only found a heter because it's Letzarech Eitzim and it's not Letzarech Avodah Zarah. But the way the Smag is learning is if it were Letzarech, if the Yisr were for the other nations who are not Avodah Zarah, then it would not be connected to Avodah Zarah, and then the Letzarech Eitzim Helfnish wouldn't help us. And for them would be an Isr Nosaf, would be a Lav Nifrad, if the whole fort were that you're not allowed to make a bris with the other nations. So it must be that the Isser says the smack from Dante's Gitringin, Mikan Mashma, or Muchach, Echshat Atavin et Zesha Isuru, Rak B'Sheva Hamimin, Umishum, Shevehem, Ishkan Brit, Im Avoide Zore, Kihem, Mahut Shal Abuda Zahim, Etziut Shal Abuda Zara. And therefore it's one lav. It's not two lavim of Lahem Belohem, it's one. Lahem is Lelohem. And now, according to the Smak, Chiram is okay. Why let him make a bris with Chiram? Even if it be from the Zayin Amen. Because the whole fort of the Zayin Amen is that it's because it's for Avodah Zarah. But now the way the Smak is going to be learning, if it's for Etzei HaMikdash, it's not for Avodah Zarah. So Smak can only prove from here that it's only relating to the Zayin Amen, because if it's related to the other nations, then it wouldn't be connected all to Avodah Zarah. If it's not connected to all to Avodah Zarah, then it doesn't help that it's for the Atzei HaMikdash. So therefore he says that it must be that it's Mutter because with Chiram, because it's Bechlal, not for Avodah Zarah. It's only us with the Sheva Amen because it was for Avodah Zarah. And even if Chiram was from the Sheva Amen, it would also be Mutter, because then it wouldn't be for Avodah Zarah anymore, it would be for the Atzei HaMikdash. So that's just an incredible mahalach, Baruch Hashem, b'siyata d'shmaya, b'tzos Hashem darkeinu, al pi toiras moreinu v'rabeinu zetzal kamavan. And with this, we can still, of course, have a velt yet to say on the topic, b'siyata d'shmaya. But in this shir, we covered the ground, we learned some important yisoid over here, the machlokes between the smag and others, and the Rambam and others, that the smag holds that it's only the Shiva Amimin. And that's because their whole mitzius is for Avodah Zarah, and therefore it was mutter with Chiram because he wasn't Shiva Amimin, and if it was Letzarech Eitzim, it would also be mutter because that's not for Avodah Zarah. And Lididan, if you hold that it is Aser with all of the Avodah Zarah, with Chiram, it's, even though he's not from the Shiva Amimin, it would be permitted because it's clearly not for Avodah Zarah, it's for the Atzei HaMikdash. So that concludes our third offering in this series, and I ask you please to stay tuned, because there is a lot more to come. Very, very exciting. Amazing. Baruch Hashem. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.